need a fifth of dancer to help me with all the monsters in my head that I created from ashes of you and me. I need a drink some water is what I really should do, but I've been chugging that shit down and it doesn't help a thing. I need a fifth of dancer to help me with all the monsters.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney, if you still use Twitter. We're also on Twitch. We record a new podcast episode every Thursday, twitch.tv/abrog87. Check it out. Do the thing. This week's movie is Ski's movie, as we had your movie last week, listener. Ski, you chose Willow. Willow? Yeah, go ahead.
Thought it was a safe bet this week.
Yeah. So well, I'm not giving anything away, but
I'm just saying.
It is from 1988. Did you realize it was that long ago?
I did.
Wow, 88. It's 6 years old, whatever. It is on Disney Plus if you want to watch it. It has a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes. IMDb rates it a 7.2 out of 10, and then Metacritic has a 47%. It stars Warwick Davis as Willow, Val Kilmer as Mad Mardigan. By the way, I learned this week that Mad Mardigan is one word. It is one
Mad Mardigan.
It is not,
he's not a mad person named Mardigan.
He's not Mad Mardigan. He's Mad Mardigan. Yeah. Fucking A, that blew my mind. I was like, the fuck he is. I looked it up on IMDb. I'm like, that's not right. Like, but it is. Joanne Whaley plays Sorsha. Jean Marsh plays Queen Bavmorda. And then, of course, the Brownies, Rick Overton and Kevin Pollak. Also, Julie.
Those Peters, the short guys.
The really tiny guys. Yeah.
Because there was a lot of short guys in it, but
the little micro minis.
The CGI
small people. Yes, we'll say that. And then young Tony Cox in this movie. If you know who Tony Cox is.
Very pre-Bad Santa Tony Cox.
Yeah, pre-Bad Santa Tony Cox. That was fantastic. Story is by George Lucas, and it was written by Bob Dolman, who had previously written for SCTV. I don't know if you know what that is, but...
Senator of Kansas.
Bob Dole, man.
Bob Dole, really likes Willow. Bob
Defensive Dole. Lineman for the Vikings.
Yeah. Chris Dolman. There you go. Love it. Also later wrote the movie How to Eat Fried Worms. That was it.
Well,
I can't read my own writing. And then it was directed by Ron Howard, who of course, you know, directed Apollo 13, Backdraft, Cocoon, Cinderella Man, Da Vinci Code. Ron Howard. We all know who Ron Howard is. Does the narration for Arrested Development, Ron Howard.
So I do believe that George Lucas came up with the idea because I believe Warwick Davis was in one of the Star Wars.
He was R2-D2. He was inside.
Was he R2-D2? He was inside R2.
So in the Star Wars, he was literally in R2-D2 moving around as R2-D2.
He was around George Lucas enough there that he had this idea to write this movie with Warwick Davis as the lead. Like, it was, the movie was for him. And it was something where he didn't have the time. You know, he's making trillions of dollars off Star Wars. He's like, I can't write this. So he threw it to Bob Dole, man.
Bob Dole. Bob Dole loves Willow. Bob Dole.
Didn't Ron Howard write The Grinch or something?
He directed The Grinch.
Directed The Grinch.
And then Ron Howard, he was apparently shooting Cocoon when George Lucas approached him to direct it. And so, you know, very young Ron Howard at the time, not very young. I mean, he was a child actor, but, you know, relatively young Ron Howard at the time directs this movie. And, it was a big deal at the time. Did not get reviewed very well. It's weird because looking at it now, it's a movie from 1988, and we look at the special effects like the Brownies and shit, and we're like, oh my god, that looks terrible. But back then, it got praised for it. People were like, wow, these are the most amazing special effects we've ever seen. Yada yada. But they didn't like some of like the story things, and whatnot. So it didn't get reviewed very well. You know, that's the 53% on, you know, Rotten Tomatoes. That takes a lot of reviews into account. So so there's that. It had a budget of $35 million, which, by the way, 35 and 88 is pretty big. I guess if you get George Lucas involved.
Did you see Val in 88?
You pay $30 million to Val Kilmer.
Dude was a stud back in the late 80s.
Yes, sir.
He was so much of a stud that he Joanne Whaley. He pulled Joanne Whaley as a wife off this movie.
He married Saoirse?
Yes.
Fuck out of here. I did not know that. That's great. That adds to the lore of Willow, by the way.
Take the lore of him just probably pounding her throughout the entire shooting of this movie.
My guy. Yeah. King's face.
Just,
my guy,
it was
though.
A very dirty set. It just
it was. I mean, Kevin Pollak out there, you know he's up to no good.
There. Yeah, a lot of wildlife around. A lot of, I mean, you're gonna poop around. So I'm just saying.
Another little gem to keep up with this trend here. So that pig scene where they all get turned to pigs, they used like 100 real pigs to shoot the scene. Yeah. And they had so little that they could keep, because apparently the pigs were just having sex the whole time. they had to spray them down with hoses like in between takes, because
the ground is so wet.
So wet. They can only use like 5 seconds of film that did not have pig sets going on.
Fucking disgusting. Yeah. There's so many of them. There's no way, you know,
there's no
least,
way.
At least one pair of pigs is not fucking at the time.
Go rewatch it and see if you can find the pigs having sex in the background.
Love that. Oh God. So, by the way, movie made $137 million. So, you know, very much a
George
big
Lucas movie.
Box office hit. Yep. So I watched this with my kid. My kid had never seen it before. What was your experience? Just watch it by yourself. Did you watch it with your kids, King? Like, do you know if they ever seen it?
I asked the wife, "Hey, you want to watch the movie for the week with me?" She's like, "Yeah, sure." That's on Disney Plus. It's Willow. She was like, "Oh God!" And I was like, "Really? I thought." But we all liked Willow back then.
Right?
So I'll watch it, and then we watch it. And I was like, "Yeah, okay."
Doesn't hold up for you guys. Well,
I haven't seen it in 30 years.
There were some scenes at the end that reminded me of like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, where they're like summoning lightning bolts and stuff. It's just very bad.
Doing the quick movements, and then the puff of smoke comes up.
Like, I don't hate it as much as she did by any stretch.
She hates it.
Yeah, like I watched it all. It's like, okay, I get it. Doesn't hold up, but
so I picked this movie because the TV series came out. There's like one episode left to drop, and I'm intrigued now to see, you know, how it does now with good graphics and CGI and stuff.
Have you watched any of it?
I haven't watched any of it yet, because I wanted to watch this before, because I forgot almost all of it. So
yeah, I have not seen the TV show either. The TV show is weird, because when it first came out, everybody hated it, like a lot. Ooh. Like people were saying the story was terrible. It was weird and boring. But then like recently it's sort of flipped, where like I had somebody tell me today, like they really love it. Like they think it's like fantastic. So, you know, it sort of depends on the person, I think. So you might love it, you might hate it. Like
people probably pissed because I don't think Val's in it.
He's not,
because he kind of can't be
in it.
Yeah.
No, it very much is around like Warwick Davis. The Saoirse, Joanne Whaley is in this show. Like so she's in the upcoming show a bunch too. So she Yeah, so she,
which
she
I'm sure Val would have been it if he didn't, you know, have to speak through an electric little box thing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a bummer, you know, just like totally selfishly. Obviously, the biggest bummer is his health stuff that's going on. But like totally selfishly, we missed out on him being in the Willow TV show and the new Top Gun movie. Like that sucks.
Yeah,
he would have been great. Like Val Kilmer's awesome. Like, it would have been great to see him in those things.
I thought he was making a resurgence as well, because he was in MacGruber. Like, I hadn't seen him for a while. I think it was in MacGruber. It was fucking awesome.
You act like that's not from 2006.
I hadn't seen Brady, it since till I
Brady
watched Leaf this
was the Oregon quarterback when MacGruber came out.
The breakdown was Tombstone, MacGruber, sad Val Kilmer documentary. That's been the progression of me seeing Val Kilmer.
Yeah, kind Tombstone. Of out of nowhere.
What,
right?
What a flick.
Oh,
I haven't seen it in forever, but I'll still say, what a flick.
Oh, it's so good.
Absolute cinema.
Absolute cinema.
Saints.
I think somebody might need to pick that as their movie next week.
I wouldn't need a watch. I've seen that so many times. It's so good.
I'm just saying, it might be a good idea. Then we can give our official opinions on Tombstone.
Right.
Did Val Kilmer have like tuberculosis in that movie? It's been so long since I've seen it.
His character did.
Yeah. It's
did.
Wider past TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Val Kilmer did not, in fact, have tuberculosis during that movie. Is he a method actor? He got tuberculosis.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Daniel Day Lewison, you know, he's doing that stuff.
Yeah. I drink your milkshake, Daniel. That's fucking dork. All right. Big takeaway from this movie that I did not remember, but I should have. Burgle Cut's a little bitch, man. Yo, fuck that guy. Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He's the giant among men of the village.
Yeah. And all he,
so he
all
just
he
rolls
does is
around
talk
like slinging, walking around like a big old swinging dick kind of guy out there.
But worthless, completely worthless to everybody in the village. Yeah, he doesn't actually do anything. Wants everybody to do everything for him.
Yeah. So my only remembrance from this movie
typical
was
millennial.
Yeah,
typical.
Right. Am I right? I only remembered things freaked me out when I watched this movie.
Fuck
the
yeah.
The dogs scared the shit out of me when I was little.
I made a list.
So did the trolls and whatever that creature the trolls like for some reason turn into.
Mm-hmm.
And when Val Kilmer turning into the pig.
Yep. Yep. When
all I remembered from this movie was those things freaked me out.
Absolutely fucking unnerving. So I wrote down list of things that originally scared me in the 90s when I watched this movie. The queen is legitimately scary. And she, for some reason, she's like wrapped up like a mummy. Like, that didn't help.
She is a mummy. She was a mummy, wasn't she?
Wrapped up like a mummy. What the fuck is going on here? And then the skull helmet dude, like, looking at that now, that dude's badass. But like back then, I'm like, a fucking skull on a helmet?
Was like,
no.
Kale or Kurg or something like that.
I'm saying, man. And then like you mentioned the trolls. The trolls, fuck that. Like, fuck all of that. Like, the trolls are... I said unnerving. They are unnerving. Like the way they move, like their faces, like fuck that. And then they turn into like that double headed dragon thing when he throws them in the water or whatever. Like, nah.
Those fire bombs from the dragons.
Oh,
yeah. That's rough.
Not holding up well.
They did their best.
They did. Yeah, I'm sure for the time. I bet you that shit looked awesome on a McDonald's cup.
Fucking just. Hey, let me go dig out my old VHS of Willow. Probably looks so good.
I bet you it does.
Oh, so good. What a
good on your tube TV.
The colors were deeper on VHS.
They were deep cuts on what were the names of the furry creatures from a Land of the Lost?
I got nothing.
I can't remember. But at least the trolls now at this age, I laughed at them like you do at watching Land of the Lost. It scared the shit out of me when I was little, but now I'm just like, funny little fursuit guy.
That's going to bug me. I'm looking it up. But yes, you mentioned when the people turned into pigs, that image was like burned into my skull, like from when I was a kid. Like that shit with like the tusks coming out
the
of Val Kilmer's
mouth.
Oh, yeah. No. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
And then the Bones Cauldron. I wrote that one down too. Remember at the end when like they're fighting with the wand or whatever and they accidentally turn the cauldron alive?
They're so bad.
It's all spindly legs.
So dumb looking. But like when I was a kid, I'm like, nah, little skull hand or like little skeleton hands opening up the top, attacking him.
That was the scene where I was like, oh yeah, it's remember, remember it's, it was 1988 or whatever. Like, good grief.
I have what they're called. They were slee stacks.
Slee stacks.
Slee stacks.
Definitely what they are.
We would have gotten killed if we didn't say slee stacks, by the way.
Slee stacks.
Yeah. Land of the Lost Nerds.
Why? Because the Land of the Lost movie was such like a banger.
is that Will Robinson?
Will Ferrell.
In the new one.
Oh, yeah. The new movie. Oh, my God. Like
Danny McBride and some
of course,
hot
Danny
British
McBride.
Chick.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it was terrible.
A lot of really good quotes in this movie too that I have repeated many, many times in my life. Most of which revolve around Peck. I don't think it's okay to say them now. It probably isn't, but goddamn it, they're funny. Like, God. Don't call me Peck. Oh, I'm sorry. Peck. Used to say that shit all the time, man. And he'd be like, out of the way, Peck, and almost ran him over with a horse.
Well, you know, they're just dropping like slurs all over the place.
I know.
Little people.
I know.
Even though I guess, you know, this is a fantasy world. They're not little. They, you know, they're just a race in this fantasy world.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not little people. They're
no
Pecks.
They're Peck. Or white. What are they actually called? The starts with a W, doesn't it? Like the
All I can think of is Dakini. Stupid Dakini. That's another one. And then
voice modulators on the brownies.
I know, on Kevin Pollak.
Yeah.
The scene where he finally gets out of the cage and he gets up and he's like, I feel better. I've said that like hundreds of times in my life, and it's from this movie. So
going back again, I remember Val Kilmer being an asshole, but
yeah,
watching again, I don't think he's that much of an asshole.
No, he's arrogant, that's for
sure. Arrogant. Yeah, he's not an asshole though. He's just
mumbo jumbo, I'm hungry, go get me some eggs or something. I love that he says that to the brownies. By the way, the brownies later say in the movie that they made him eggs. How the fuck did the brownies make a grown ass huge person eggs? Like, no, they didn't. That's impressive if they did. But Kevin Pollak, by the way, in the TV show as well as a brownie.
Is he? All right, good. Yeah.
Hate him on game day.
He what?
Said I hate him on game day.
Oh boy. Wait a minute. David Pollack. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Are they both named Kevin Pollack? I didn't think about it. Sorry.
Was he a linebacker at, where's Pollack at? Ohio State?
Georgia.
Yeah. Kevin Pollack might have been a DB at Georgia with the Pollack brothers there.
Do you think they had a mandate in this movie with the amount of close-up shots of a baby face that they had to do?
A baby that, where they had to put a wig on a baby.
Did they really? Is that true? That's funny.
Did you see the lettuce on that baby? It's supposed to be a newborn baby.
Great hair.
Who had better hair, the baby or Val? In this?
It's a great Barrett, head
Val
hair.
Had some fucking lettuce in this too.
No, listen. You know what they did is they matched the baby's hair with Sorsha's hair, and so they had because Sorsha, when she was not helmeted. That's also a great. Everybody in this movie, by the way, now that we're mentioning it, everybody had a great head of hair. But
the 80s, everyone had full flowing locks.
Oh, baby. Style that shit, perm it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. The baby with like the curliest newborn hair in the history of Earth. But they should.
Baby's hair is as long as King's hair right now. Out of the womb, just full mop.
Sliding out with a full mop. they did so many goddamn close-ups of that baby's face, man. And to be fair, it's a really cute baby. Yeah, very cute baby. So I guess if you're gonna have a cute baby, you might as well show it a whole bunch. But man.
No, I did forget also the very beginning of the movie, I forgot about the nice old lady that saves the baby just getting mauled to death by dogs.
Yeah. No, the baby
forgot about that.
That lady completely sacrifices herself to save that baby and dies. Horrific.
And just conveniently finds like a weird little bundle of grass and twigs that just perfectly floats where you can rest the baby on.
A floating basket? Like, okay. All right. Yeah, those are things. I'm
oh,
sure.
Whatever. You've never been on the Mackenzie River and seen a floating basket that could fit a child? Yeah. Get out of here.
You've never made a floating basket for your kid? It must be a bad parent.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
You figure it out. Oh, geez. So this, I look at this movie. So like the action, the special effects, the music, because the music, like I forgot. So like the songs are like ingrained in my head, but I forgot them until I rewatched the movie and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a fucking banger. And so like all of those things combined, like this fits into a, like a group of movies from that era that are just sort of bangers to me. You know, like you guys like have your opinions of it, but like I consider this movie a banger and it fits in with like Back to the Future. I don't really like Goonies as much, but it reminds me of like the vibe of Goonies.
Goonies stinks.
Yeah, I don't really like it either, but the vibe of it and like Indiana Jones, like those kind of movies, it reminds me of that. And so like as I was watching this, I was like, oh yeah, there's a handful of movies, maybe like a dozen movies from that era that sort of fit into this
RoboCop 2. Like,
yeah, what's that?
RoboCop 2?
Yeah, RoboCop. Yeah, totally.
Well,
totally.
Here's the composer was James Horner. So he did like Apollo 13 and Braveheart. And if you want to go back into the 80s,
speaking
he
of bangers,
like Aliens and
oh, there you go.
A lot of Arnold movies. Oh, Field of Dreams, get out of here.
Oh, then fuck it.
But King should love him. He did
everything I said.
The first Avatar. And Titanic.
Ugh. Well, hey, listen. I like Titanic, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, he's a Ron Howard and James Cameron guy then. So yeah, he's just the
that's
guy
what it sounds
hire.
Like.
Yeah, okay. All right. Makes sense. But again,
dead though, so you won't have to hear him in Avatar 2.
We'll probably hear the themes he already wrote in Avatar.
Oh, definitely.
They tend to reuse themes. Let's see what else.
I don't remember Willow being useless.
It's kind of useless. But he reminds me of. Yeah. I mean, there's obvious parallels here, but like the Lord of the Rings. Where the hobbits are pretty useless. I mean, they're literally just carrying a ring to a place, like, and trying not to die. So they don't actually do anything other than walk really far. So Willow doesn't really do a hell of a lot.
No, I mean, this is the movie's named Willow. It's, you know, he's the star of it. Mad Mardigan's really the only one that does anything in this movie.
Without question. Like Val Kilmer and Saoirse are the stars of this movie. And like all you can, by the way, like the fact that you mentioned that they got married, like that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Later divorce, but they were.
I'm just saying like you can see the chemistry between them.
Go back and watch those kiss scenes between them.
Yo. Yeah, they said cut. They didn't stop, and they just like went behind some fucking sheets or something like that.
Between those two and that pig scene, I know that set smelled wild.
What smelled worse? Their dressing room or the pigs?
The pigs,
man.
Oh, that's great. I realize Ra's-El from The Roots was in this movie too. Sorry, the witch or whatever was named. Ra's-El.
She was a good witch though, right?
She was, yeah.
She's fucking useless too.
Yep. I mean, she fought her at the end.
Yeah, got her ass kicked.
She did kind of get her ass handed to her, didn't she? Yeah. By the way, what happened to Bavmorda? Because she like so the lightning strikes her and there's blood on the ground. And it all
mist or something.
It mixes into some mist and she just like goes into the sky. I was very confused by that. Is she dead?
I think you just explained it.
Okay, but yeah. Like, I wonder if we find out in the show that she didn't actually die and she her like she, Her soul is.
She came back on Independence Day in 1998.
That was it. No, she. The power went into the sky, and then it came back
down.
Yeah.
Thank you, Will Smith, for saving us.
Wow.
Full circle.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't understand how deep this plot was.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wide ranging. That's
you, Rube.
Know the universe here, Brian. Come on.
Seriously. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know the extended universe. The Willow Independence Day extended universe.
I think the new Willow series is gonna have fucking what's his cousin Eddie fucking flying into the Willow universe with his spaceship, because doesn't he sacrifice himself in Independence Day?
He does,
cousin Eddie.
What is his famous line in that? Oh man, can't remember. He had a good line.
So we're going to find out nobody actually died. Like, he's still alive, too.
Yeah.
He went into the same vortex Bavmorda did.
He's in the, like I said, he's in the Willow universe now.
Whoa. I was going to see if you've seen him in real life, you would wish he was.
No, that wasn't Randy Quaid, was it?
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, it was Randy Quaid. Yeah. Absolutely.
He might be in the Willow universe in his mind.
He is a friggin' whack job.
He sure is.
I can't remember that line that he says. He does have a good line, though, when he's going out.
You guys seen the Reservation Dogs show?
I never watched
on
it.
On Hulu. So the main character's name in that show is Alora Dannon. And sort of the running joke is that her name is Alora Dannon, but nobody in today's era knows what the fuck that's a reference to. So she's named Alora Dannon, but it's like nobody's seen Willow because it was in the 80s, and so nobody cares. It's like, oh, that's a weird name, huh?
And again, is that like Mad Mardigan? Is that is that the name, Alora Dannon, or is it Alora Dannon?
It's Alora Dannon. That's two, yeah. All right. So it's not Mad Mardigan. Like Mr. Spider-Man or Mr. Mad Mardigan. Yeah. It's
so like they just want to cut it down to start calling her Alora.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, why are we saying the whole thing here? Is it like a formal thing because she's gonna be a queen or something?
To go back on the Randy Quaid stuff, I apologize, but we got it. He had two lines from Independence Day that were just fucking amazing. Here's the first one. All right, you alien assholes. In the words of my generation. His generation, up yours. It's not his generation.
No. Not at all.
And then the last one was, ha, 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 hello, boys. I'm back. And then he dies.
And then he dies, yeah.
I thought the words of his generation was, go back to your country. That would have been more fitting to say to the aliens.
Much more realistic, but it's Hollywood. Mm-hmm.
That's what he's been saying a lot recently.
When's the last time you heard someone say up yours?
I don't know, but it's good.
Like, is up like yours it. Now what we thought people said? They're like, up yours, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Your nose.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah. Well, like, we're there now, right?
Well, up your nose with a rubber hose turned into up your butt, Joe Boo, to just up yours. They just shortened it to just up yours.
That was The Simpsons, right? The line you said, King, isn't that from The Simpsons?
What, up your nose, the rubber hose?
No, no, no.
I thought it was just old timey.
Like up yours or whatever. Like,
oh, probably. That's very Simpsons. Shorts. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
started,
I would not be shocked.
It's a Bart Simpson thing. Yeah.
I do have a major plot point in this that doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
So the whole premise of this movie is that Alora Dannon is supposed to kill the queen. That's why the queen is trying to kill her.
Yep.
She doesn't.
Well, that's why Reggie Jackson hopped in.
Well, that's sort of the idea, right, Ski? It's like she
killed the queen. Damn it. Damn it.
I think that might be what the show's about, is she didn't actually kill her, but she is alive and seeks out Willow to help her sort of like close the door on that or something.
Because the whole thing is that the whole goal is just to try to get her to safety so in the future she could kill the queen.
Right.
But then she just magically dies in vapors.
I don't think the queen is dead. I think we might need
all
to
right.
watch
well,
the
that's...
Yep. I don't think so. That's my take from watching the end of this movie
She came back and blew up Washington D.C. and then went back to the Willowverse.
That's right.
Good.
Look, if you're a queen, you can go wherever you want in the verse. I'm just saying.
She is a witch. Does have magic powers.
Yep. Not a witch. I'm your wife. Sorry, wrong movie. Okay, let's start.
Queen Elizabeth II can definitely not go wherever she wants.
She's not in the Willowverse.
She's kind of condemned to one place. Hell. Hey, I didn't say that.
We'll fix it.
I've been hacked.
We'll fix it in post.
I love the Royals.
It's a bit. Hey. It's a bit.
It's a bit. Doing a bit. Skydiving.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain climbing.
2.7 seconds on a bold name, Fu Manchu.
Okay, we got to grade this thing here soon. Any final thoughts on this movie? So just in terms of when you watched it when you were a kid versus when you watched it now? Because
loved it then.
Yep.
Whatever. It's fine now.
I'm
not going to dog it, but don't ever need to watch it again.
I'm the same. Val's still fantastic in it.
He is. He is. Val Kilmer is a clear standout in this movie. He is absolutely perfect in every way.
All he's doing is just chasing pussy and, trying to escape trouble.
Getting fights. He's a swordsman, man. All he wants to do is use that sword. Give him a reason. Point him in the direction of a bad guy.
Hubba hubba.
Great. Yeah. Point him in the direction of Sorsha.
Yeah.
Kill that shit too. I loved it back then. I liked it back then. I think I like it more now. Like, I don't know how that happened. Like, I think it might be because I watched it with my kid and kiddo really liked
it. Did she like it?
Watching it together. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I that's what I said when we were done watching it. I was like, you know what? This movie still goes fucking hard. And like, I think the kiddo agreed. So yeah, I like this movie. So you know what, Ski, your movie, you grade it first.
All right.
Ski, what should we make it out of this week?
I guess we'll go with five.
Five? Okay, I like that.
Five. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. When I was younger, I bet I would say this would be like a 4.3.
Sure.
I'm gonna drop it down to a 3.8.
Okay. Okay. Did you want to go first, King?
I'll give it a 3.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give this a like 4.25. I like this movie. I don't know why I keep giving bullet movies train. That the last 3 weeks.
Train,
I know.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why. But yeah, this is a bullet train score for me. I think everything.
Can we please get Willow on the bullet train?
Oh, bullet train Willow.
Get Matt Hardigan on there. Boom.
Now that's a
Willow. You idiot.
There's no way Brad Pitt's character would call Willow an idiot. He's done too much therapy to be calling people names.
Fair enough.
He'd call him Peck still.
Oh, definitely.